This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Is it officially time for a little game of Stump the Rube? Is that what we're going to play here? Let's do it. All right, we have a pair of tickets to see the Phillies versus Boston on Tuesday, July 22nd at 6:45 p.m. Y2K Retro Night, celebrating the year 2000. How about this trio? John LeClair, Mark Jackson, and 94 WIP's own Ike Reese will be changing a base during the third inning. After the game, you can stay for a free concert by Nelly in the infield dirt. Tickets and more information at Phillies.com, or you can win a pair right here. So here's what we're going to do. So, Rube, how long have you been covering the Eagles?
Middle of the 87 season.
Okay, so you've had a lot of games you've covered.
A lot of games I've forgotten.
Well, we'll see. So
just going to say Ryan Fitzpatrick no matter what the question
That's not a bad guess. So we went back in the Wayback Machine and we picked out an Eagles game from the past. Then this is during your time covering the team.
All right.
So Kyle's going to throw some details at you of the game, and you're going to try to guess the opposing quarterback the Eagles faced that day. Now, Bob in Mount Holly is our contestant here. So, Bob, are you going to back Rube? Meaning, if he gets it right, you win? Or do you think he's going to get it wrong? You have to guess if Rube's going to be right or wrong. Bob, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Bob. Do you think Rube's going to get this right?
I sure hope he does.
Okay.
I think he will.
Come on, Bob.
Think he will.
Bob, you're in Mount Holly. I was at the Burlington County Times for 20 years. You know how wrong I am.
That's great.
All right, the pressure's on, Rube. All right, Bob. Here we go, Rube.
So I'll give you the details here. Now, Ruben is allowed to ask one pertinent question.
Okay.
That question cannot be who was the quarterback of the other team. That's what we're looking to get here.
I wouldn't have thought of that one.
No.
We have to tell Hugh.
It would have been a good one. Yeah.
We usually play this with Hugh, and he tries those kind of questions.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take you back before the quarter century, 1999. Mm. This game was October the 24th, all the way down at old Pro Player Stadium in Miami at the time. This was a 13-16 loss to those Dolphins. The Eagles were +9 in this game, covered the spread. This is Andy Reid versus Jimmy Johnson, big-time coach and matchup. The Eagles quarterback in that game, Doug Peterson, who was the Dolphins quarterback. Now, you can ask me one pertinent question about the game, and I have to answer it correctly.
One pertinent, and the game was down there, we know that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't even have to ask a question if you don't want to. If you want to just go for it, you can do that too.
I mean, I feel like I want to give Rube a hint. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to trick you. It's not the obvious.
I mean, it's not Marino.
It's not Marino.
No.
I'm going to.
He was injured. He was injured.
Did this.
Come on, Rube.
I have a question. I will ask my one question. Did he ever play for the Eagles? Or was he ever with the Eagles, including preseason?
We may have to. We have to look that up. I don't ever remember this quarterback playing in a game for the Eagles. But I don't know if he played in a game.
I'm thinking Jay Fiedler.
It was not old Jay there. It was actually Damon Huard.
Heward.
Heward, yeah.
Damon Heward.
Damon Heward.
It's how memorable he was. I screwed it up, yeah.
Did you cover that game?
I did.
Do you remember anything about the game?
I remember Jay Fiedler playing really well. I don't remember anything about the game. It was early in the season, you said?
It was October 24th.
October 24th, yeah.
No, I never would have guessed Damon Heward. He had a brother, right? Brock Heward?
Who played for the Seahawks? I think Brock Heward was a Brock Heward became a talk show host. He may still host a talk show out in Seattle. He's like a sports talk show host out there. Bob, we appreciate you playing, and we are sorry that Rube failed
you. Sorry Rube let you down, man.
Rube let you down.
It was a game 26 years ago.
Yeah, but you remember all this stuff.
I didn't even know the guy's name. So.
You didn't even pronounce it right. Yeah. I should get another question.
So we did find the highlights this morning. Doc had a 60-something yard intercept. Can we have the highlight of it?
Dawkins and Johnson in the backfield behind Damon Heward. On second and eight, picked off. And it's Dawkins with daylight. There he goes, Brian Dawkins. Touchdown.
Another great play by Brian Dawkins. Now there's, I guess, another way to take care of not pressing, and that's put somebody in that alley. And he's looking for Aronde Gadsden, but Dawkins knows, hey, if we're not going to press, then he's going to throw that quick stuff, and I'm going to sneak in there into that alley and steal one, and that's exactly what he did.
When I watched the highlight this morning, the throw is so bad by Heward. There's no Dolphin in the screen. It's just like he just throws it, and Dawkins just standing there and takes it 60-something yards for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Eagles lost.
Jay won't like that play.
No.
Fiedler became their starting quarterback the next year.
Yes.
So I was close.
And took him to the playoffs?
Yeah, he did.
Jay Fiedler was not a bad quarterback.
Yes, he was.
He was bad.
No, he was. He was in training camp with the Eagles a couple summers, but I don't think he ever made the team.
Before that or after that? Like when he was older?
Before that.
Oh, so you kind of bounced around before
he had ever played, yeah.
Yeah, it's always interesting when teams lose an all-time quarterback, how hard it is to replace them.
Sure is.
Well, for most teams, right? The Packers obviously don't have this problem. But like the Dolphins, I guess two is the best quarterback they've had since Dan Marino?
Probably Heward. Damon Heward.
Fiedler, Pennington. Who else have they had? Ryan Fitzpatrick. Right now, your Ryan Fitzpatrick guess would have been, if you just tell me to guess a quarterback the Eagles lost to at some point, I might guess Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He was my default guess.
Yeah.
I don't think, when's the last time they won a playoff game?
The Dolphins?
I believe it was that 2000 season, and I believe Jay Fiedler was their quarterback.
Jay Fiedler's the last Dolphin quarterback to win a playoff game?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Fiedler the best Dolphin quarterback since Dan Marino?
I guess by default, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they beat the Colts in overtime in 2000 in a wild card game. Jay Fiedler.
I feel like I remember that game. Lamar Miller was a running back, and he ran for a million yards in that game, if I remember correctly. For some reason, that's in my head. That's
Lamar Smith.
Lamar Smith.
Yeah, 209 rushing yards, and that's scary that you know that. He had 40 carries.
Boy, that's the old days of the NFL.
Jay Fiedler
over. Give the ball 40 times.
Jay Fiedler over Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Wow. Well, there you go. That's why playoff wins can't be the only way we evaluate quarterbacks. All right. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
Oh, we got to give this away.
And I need the contest line again. I was waiting for you to put it up there.
Sorry. 215-988-1258. Caller number one will get it.
Caller number one to the contest line right now. We'll get those tickets that Rube couldn't give to our last contestant, Matt in Germantown, while we do that. What's up, Matt?
What's up? What's up, Diehard Julio, my favorite barber, Kyle? And we got Rowdy Rube today.
We do. We are pretty rowdy today. Matt, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, you guys already named, like, top three ironclad for the list. With Kelsey, Lane, and then B-Dog. I wasn't even an Eagles fan when I was younger, and I knew who Brian Dawkins was. So, like, I can definitely get it, and I'm almost 30. After that, Jalen has to go on there because he's the best accomplished quarterback in Eagles history to date. And then fifth, I don't know. We could really kind of go up for grabs on it. I'm going to do something so far left field nobody ready for. I got Devonta Smith because when it's all said and done, he's probably going to be the best Eagles receiver statistically of all time.
So, and you know, Matt, I think
to the guy here.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Devonta, and I think when I started going like deep into the list, I started thinking about the career he's put together so far and being on two Super Bowl teams, winning last year. He does have the dagger catch, which is going to be a cool moment we'll remember for a long time. But, boy, top five is a lot.
I mean, he's not the best receiver on the team.
Yeah, right.
And I love Devontae. I love his game. I love what he does. I love how tough he is for his size. Clutch. But, yeah. Come on now.
Longevity, Rube. Longevity.
He's been here one more year than AJ. I mean,
now, if you had to guess which one will be here longer, I would guess Devontae.
And he also has
Well, it depends if the fans pick up on the
yards.
Nickname. On the chant.
Yeah.
If
Slim Reaper? He already got one.
AJ.
That's Swole Batman. That's what he got.
Yeah, he forgot about it. We played it earlier, Matt. AJ's looking for a nickname. He's got
How
one.
How about
right.
A.O.?
He
always
don't like Swole Batman. He wants something new for this year. Because then we got Fat Batman. We got to leave out who was Jason. And that was just like a legendary team right there.
That was.
But yeah, just one more thing, too. Mm-hmm. Just in terms of the Jalen Hurts disrespect on that list, honestly, objectively, I called him before. I'm going to say it again. He's number 5 off of pass rating, statistics, and everything. I can't put him over anybody else. I mean, if you want to go for more classic style of throwing, then you can put Joe Burrow and Josh Allen's not even a classic thrower. Mm. It'd really be Lamar, and it'd be Patrick Mahomes and Lamar if you want to get technical. But, I mean, at that point in time, if you want to go off accomplishments as well, Jalen kind of bumps up. With Matthew Stafford's regression, I will put him over Matthew Stafford, and then it would be like Pat Mahomes, Jalen, then Matthew Stafford. Because out of all the other quarterbacks, nobody else has accomplished in terms of winning a Super Bowl, winning a big game. And
if that's the criteria, you're right. I mean, and Matt, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Rube was talking about this earlier. I mean, active quarterbacks that have won the Super Bowl or been there twice, there's not many. So when we talk about accomplishments, do we not count MVPs of the league? I mean, they count, right? Like, that's a pretty big thing. That usually defines who the best player in pro football is for the season. Jalen doesn't have one. Now, Rube, if he didn't get hurt in 2022, I think he may have won the MVP over Mahomes.
I think he would have.
That was the year I thought he played game to game the most excellent of his career. This year he was efficient, like you had mentioned, but there were some ups and downs. And the first four games weren't great, and then they kind of changed the way they ran the offense. But like, Allen has an MVP now. Lamar has two MVPs. Mahomes has an MVP. Burrow does not have a league MVP yet. And Jalen obviously doesn't either. I mean,
got a Super Bowl MVP.
He does.
Probably rather have that one.
I would too, but so does Nick Foles. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have Super Bowl MVPs. I mean, I would rather have the Super Bowl MVP too if I was a player, and I'm glad Jalen has that. But I feel like we sometimes just poo-poo the regular season MVP as if it doesn't matter. I mean, it is a measurement of the best. I always think it's the best player in pro football or the best quarterback now.
He was runner-up in 22, right?
He was, yeah. I think he would have won it.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, they had lost, what, one football game with him in?
It's trending that way.
Yeah. And I think they would have won those games he was out if he was in there. All right, Ashanti's...
You know what? I'll bet he wins one. He'll win one before all is said and done. I'll bet he gets the MVP. Because when you look at it, I mean, it's always a quarterback. I mean, Saquon couldn't win it last year. He'll never. So I kind of feel like Mahomes is trending downward. And, I mean, it's a regular season award, so anything he does in the postseason wouldn't be considered. But, I mean, how many quarterbacks would even be in that conference? Who could have a year like that?
So the top four guys, right?
Yeah.
They're always kind of in it. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be in the MVP mix as time goes on.
Could be.
Okay.
So
is anybody else below them? Like, could you imagine winning an MVP? Stafford's too old. That's never going to happen again.
Not going to happen.
I don't think Goff will ever win the MVP.
Can't see it.
Herbert could. He could. He has the ability.
He's a stat compiler.
Yeah, he could win the MVP. If they ever overtake the Chiefs and win the division, maybe Herbert. That might be it. Like, active guys that you could just see it. I mean, sometimes the moment passes you where you're like, you're too old and you're not going to win it. Dak's not going to win MVP. I don't think Brock Purdy, even if he rises back up again, will be considered that. Although 2 years ago, didn't he finish top two or three?
Yeah.
Yeah. He has Shanahan with him, which obviously helps with the numbers. Ashanti's in South Jersey. What's up, Ashanti?
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Ashanti, what's up?
I just wanted to put my list out there.
What do you got?
I built this list based on I'm an offensive guy.
Okay.
And I always follow you, and, you know, defense is a luxury.
Well, you see, Hugh Douglas has poisoned the minds of the listeners. They think defense doesn't matter. Go ahead, Ashanti. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because the only way you can win is by outscoring the other team. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
You can outscore them 17-13.
Yeah.
Yes. So this is my list. John Dorenbos, Jason Peters, David Akers, Jalen Hurts, and Donovan McNabb.
Can you repeat the first name again?
John Dorenbos.
John Dorenbos, the long snapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason why I put the, especially John Dorenbos is because he was an Eagle for a long time. And also, all the people I put on the list seems like they used that blueprint to create the team they have now. Like, even with Donovan McNabb, all the...
What blueprint did they use with Dorenbos?
You know, with John Lovato and also
Rick Lovato.
Might need to make him on.
Wait, did you take into account Dorenbos' magic?
I was waiting.
That's the model they were using.
Yes.
Get a magician.
And, and he was so good at his job that he was almost automatic.
He's a long snapper.
I know, but if you don't have a good long snapper, you can't kick the ball.
They literally signed them off the street when they can't find one.
He did put Akers on there.
Yeah.
The kicking game is very important to a shot team.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because, I mean, you got to outscore the other team.
You don't have a holder on there.
Yeah, and what about punters?
I couldn't find a punter.
Okay.
You couldn't find one. They've had plenty of punters. I mean, you can't
Well, it doesn't matter because Dorenbos is snapping on the ball anyway.
I mean, he's snapping on the ball.
I want it on record. The person that believes what Hugh Douglas said is gospel has John Dorenbos as the number one Eagle in the last 25 years. I want that out there on the record. Ashante, that's a fun phone call. We appreciate it. Did I ever tell you my Rick Lovato story, Rube?
No.
I watched Rick Lovato get a tattoo once.
Really?
Yes. When John Marks was with Ike in the afternoon before the first Super Bowl championship in 2017, when Carson got hurt, Marks said on the air that if Nick Foles wins the Super Bowl, he'll get him tattooed on his back so that he had to pay off the bet. And the day that Marks got his tattoo, we did the show live from the tattoo parlor, but obviously Marks couldn't be on the air the whole time because he's getting a tattoo for hours. So I filled in for him. And then, like, I don't know what you call it, like a bay, or like a room where you get your tattoo. But the doors were kind of open. I looked over, and I was like, that guy looks familiar. And it was Rick Lovato. And he was getting a tattoo. I don't know what it was, but I watched John Marks and Rick Lovato get a tattoo on the same day.
And they're both on his all-time team.
Yes.
I want to know where Chaz Henry is. Why isn't Chaz Henry on there?
Man, we got some names that I wasn't expecting today. But John Dorenbos is really a deep cut. All right, I warned you. More deserving of consideration. Hugh Douglas.
You were John Dorenbos.
Well, no one called in and said Hugh. This is his show. Not a single person said Hugh Douglas.
There's some pretty good names that nobody's brought up. We'll go over those.
Yeah, before the show ends, we got to go over the ones that never got brought up.
Dorenbos is actually on that list. I have to delete him here. I actually had him on the list.
So you said that John wasn't able to go on the air because he was getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
Does he know that Hugh was on the air cooking bacon? Like, it can be done.
You could do multiple things. Have you ever heard the bacon cut?
I don't think I have.
All right, so when Hugh was working in Atlanta during the pandemic, they did their shows from home, right? Uh-huh. They had the access. They were able to do it from home. So Hugh didn't realize that the microphone picked up everything, and he set up in his kitchen and was cooking bacon live on the air, and his co-host and producer called him out.
It's still like you go up there and you're vulnerable. Like
you immediately learn musical taste.
Hugh Douglas.
What?
Hugh damn Douglas.
What?
Hugh Douglas. What the hell, man?
Is that bacon?
Yeah, it is bacon. It is bacon, Hugh.
But you can hear that? Wait a minute, let me just...
Hugh Douglas, it's a microphone!
Wait a minute, just let me turn this last piece of bacon, man. Let me turn this bacon and then we can...
No, go ahead, Hugh. We'll wait for you.
We can just wait for you here.
It's okay.
It's turned. Okay, I'm back.
I love you so much.
He told us that story years ago, and then we're like, yeah, but then eventually we were able to dig up the audio. It's so much better with the audio. It's so bad.
Audio.
It's so loud.
I didn't expect it to be that loud. It's right next to the microphone. Well, it's like he put the microphone up against his stove.
He's cooking while he's on the air. It is remarkable.
Tremendous.
Yeah, it is.
I actually have the greatest Hugh Douglas story.
Please tell.
I can't.
Why?
I can't tell it.
Rube is really doing a good job filling in for Hugh because Hugh does this. He's like, oh, I got something.
I am going to say is if you ever see me, like anybody sees me at training camp or out and about walking around the city, ask me about the Hugh Douglas South Street.
So this is an off-air story.
Parking.
It's an off-air story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can't be told on the air.
But there's many Hugh stories that shouldn't be told
on the air.
South Street parking lot?
It's the greatest
story.
All right,
if you ever run into Rube, ask him the story. All right,
I mean, you know, the funny thing is, knowing Hugh, If we bring it up to him on the air next week, he might just tell.
He might Ron Burgundy us and just tell the whole story and then say, uh-oh.
And he does remember it.
Yeah.
Well, I never let him forget it.
Sometimes he'll say things on the air he probably shouldn't, and then he says, let me walk that back, as if it's not out there already, like as everyone didn't hear it already. Dustin in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Dustin. What's up, buddy?
Nothing. I think Jalen Hurts is the number one player for the Eagles this past century.
You make that case.
Who else has the track record that this, all he does, sitting at one, it's not the prettiest, and I'll be completely honest with you, Ruth. His first two seasons, I was kind of skeptical because I questioned his arm strength, I questioned throwing over the middle of the field, and I really questioned his accuracy. But the guy, year in and year out, just, he wins and he gets better. Like, I don't even know I don't even know how it's a competition. And to be honest with you, Nick Foles is just out of that top five list of the past century. And I think you had a caller about 40 minutes ago that was saying that championships aren't – he said something along the lines of championships aren't that important, like when you're talking about how good of a player is. But in the NFL, Rube, isn't that like how you get into the Hall of Fame? Don't you need champion? Like, as a
quarterback, sure do. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know –
So that's
your Warren Moon.
Right, I agree, but it can't be the only thing, because otherwise Terry Bradshaw is better than Aaron Rodgers, right? Or any, you know, we could use any pair of great quarterbacks, and it can't be the only thing, right? There's got to be more to it. Otherwise, Troy Aikman better than Dan Marino, or, you know, however we want to do this.
Well, if it's not only just when being in the Super Bowl, two out of the last three Super Bowls, how about you go back to his record, his all-time record? And I know he's around a great team. Don't get me wrong. I get that. Howie Roseman put together such a well-oiled machine with this team. But the guy wins. You know how hard, Ruben, you've been in football for how long? How hard, if you ask ex-quarterbacks and ex-players in there, how hard is it to win games?
He's 37-10 the last 3 years.
That is unbelievable.
He's lost 10 games.
Half of those were down the stretch of 2023?
Yeah.
But they probably lost, what, five or six in the last 7 weeks?
Five, yeah, and the playoff game.
And
no, I agree. I totally agree with you. That's how we should evaluate and measure quarterbacks is with, I think you use 50% stats and 50% postseason success, whatever the percentage is.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think postseason's got to be a really big part of it.
I totally agree with you. I think it's outrageous what ESPN did with these stupid rankings. I don't know who they're asking, because in the NFL, the most important thing was the friggin' win.
They're asking a bunch of GMs that passed on Jalen Hurts. I mean,
I think there's something to that. I mean, you're right. I mean,
real quick, before you guys let me go, Rube, I ran into you at a Starbucks last year, dude. Anybody that's out there, if you ever see him out there, you got to go up to him, because he's one of the cooler guys in the city. He down to earth, was talking, and he was doing work on his computer. I went up to him and said, hey, all right, just by any chance, are you Ruben Frank? And he said, yeah, let me stand there. We were talking about, it was right before, I was 2 seasons ago, right before the season started. They were getting ready to go into training camp. So like you said a couple minutes ago, if you see him out on the street, if there's one person you don't have to be worried about walking up to and talking in our sports world, it's Ruben Frank. He's a real cool dude. I really liked our interaction.
Yeah, I thought the first 2 hours we chatted were good. The third hour kind of got a little
Rubaxer was like, is that the same Dustin guy I met in Starbucks? He was a lot. No, I'm just kidding. Dustin, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I think the way you framed it, Ruben, is fair. It's got to be some percentage what you do Sunday to Sunday, right? And then some percentage the biggest games. And I just pulled up the career of Herbert and Hurts, because they came in the same year, right? And they're ranked in similar ranges in these rankings. And I think you can make a fair case. Regular season, Herbert's been slightly better, right? Passer rating's better. His yards per game are way better. But then you add in the running for Hurts, and it comes closer to even. But Hurts has performed in the postseason. Herbert hasn't. I think that's the tiebreaker. I mean, it's just that's the way it should be. 215-592-9494. All right, you people, we'll check in with them coming up. Your phone calls, top five Eagles of the last quarter century. Does Jalen Hurts belong on the list? And we'll get to some unexpected but not at all surprising news from the Sixers yesterday. That's coming up. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulia, Ruben Frank in for Hugh on this Tuesday. It is quarter century week here. Does Hugh Douglas deserve consideration for top 10 Eagles of the quarter century? 72% saying no. And we even got a vote for John Dornbos over Hugh Douglas today, which made this whole thing worthwhile. All right, 215-592-9494 to hop in. We're going to get to you people coming up in just a few minutes. But, Rube, we get some news yesterday that was surprising, but not at all unexpected if you follow the Philadelphia 76ers here. So I saw the email come in yesterday, 76ers PR, Paul George medical update. And my first thought was, oh, here we go again. All right, so here's what we had yesterday. Today, this is from the email. Today, Paul George underwent a successful arthroscopic procedure on his left knee to treat an injury sustained during a recent workout. It was performed by blah, blah, blah. He will now begin a rehabilitation program, and his progress will be monitored regularly. He will be reevaluated prior to the start of training camp. Rube, this signing was, I didn't love it from the beginning. 35-year-old with a lot of injuries in the past. Felt like his last big payday, and he comes here. His first year was a disaster. He gets hurt, and now we start year two off with some injury issues. I never understood the Paul George thing. It felt to me like they cleared out cap space and they felt like they had to do something because they cleared it out and he was the one that would take their money. And it does not feel right to me.
Has any team ever sent out a release saying the surgery was unsuccessful?
I haven't seen
it ever happen.
Today, our star player went through surgery. It didn't work. We're sorry.
He's done. what a disastrous. I mean, you think about the direction you want the team to go in. Got a couple impressive young kids.
Yep.
Build around him some youth. No.
Yeah, I got Paul George here taking up a lot of space and time and money. And I have zero expectations for George or Embiid. Just zero. If they provide anything, great. But I've moved on from them. But unfortunately, the Sixers can't because of the cap situation, and George is here for a long time. But that deal is gone. It could end up as one of the worst they've done, and they do a lot of bad ones. But that one could be a disaster. He's 36 with bad legs.
And I mean, he was just so inconsequential last year. Watching him was painful. Well, I mean, how good was he when he was? I mean, just with the Clippers, with OKC. I mean, he was such a great player, and he's just a shell of that now. And who knows what's going to be left after this surgery?
He finished third in the MVP once in the NBA voting. He finished ninth another year. I mean, he was a great player, obviously, many All-Star games. But last year, he went from 22.6 points per game the prior year to 16.2. I mean, it's not a good track that he's on right now. And now we get the news yesterday of the surgery. Any surprise, Kyle, when you saw the news that Paul George underwent a procedure?
Shocked.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it coming, but if you ask me, would I be surprised if any Sixer
has surgery?
All of a sudden gets surgery and we get a news release about it. I can't say I'd be surprised about that
at all. Yeah, the 76ers PR emails are never good news. I mean, they're always the same.
It would be more surprising if we went an entire calendar year without a surprise Sixers surgery.
How you go by those factories and they have the signs that say, you know, like 117 consecutive days without an injury? The Sixers should send out that release.
You read my mind. When I was in high school, I worked in Wawa, and this was way back in the day when they used to have the deli slicer still, like the old school Wawa, right? And we used to have a sign up like X amount of days since the last, I guess it was injury or something or whatever. And we, you know, every day you'd add another day until someone cut their hand or whatever. That's the Sixers. And it's been 0 days since the last surgery. Or one day. Yeah, today. Well,
today.
Day's not over yet.
We'll get early. Yeah, check your emails. Yeah.
We'll check it around 4 o'clock when they usually send those things out. Cowboy Jim is up in Jersey. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Well, before I get to the top five Cowboys last 25 years.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Joe, I'm glad you're back. I don't know if you knew this, but Seattle is in the state of Washington.
I knew that before Jolly, not Jolly, excuse me, before Herb. Yes.
I would pay money for Herb to call in to talk to Rube. I would pay money for that.
Have you ever spoken to
I think Rube would pay money for that not to happen.
Have you ever spoken to Herb?
I don't know.
1 hour.
Herb in the Northeast is one of our favorite callers, and when he calls, it's the Herb show. So like I could try to interject. He just railroads through whatever he's talking about.
I'm looking at a threesome.
That's a drop from Herb. Yeah, I don't remember what happened to lead to that, but he was looking at something.
He was talking about the Sixers.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Jim, that would be good. I would enjoy that.
Hey, by the way, and it was a mess last week with TK and the caller on caller crime going on. Kyle just couldn't rein it in. It's terrible. Last week with that San Diego Charger Aaron, that fraud. Oh, McNabb's been my guy forever. He's been an Eagle fan since 2018, so give me a break.
Wait, Aaron just became a fan? Like, Kyle and Aaron have their issues. Yeah. They fight back and forth. Aaron Shea's been trying to round up all the WIP listeners out west. He's having in and out burger with people.
That's good.
All right, here are my top five Cowboys in the last 25 years. Number five, Dez Bryant. Nope. Number four, Jason.
I don't give a shit.
The man who brought nightmares to Hugh Douglas would be Larry Allen. DeMarcus Ware. And number one, he finished his season in 2000, would be Troy Aikman.
Oh, that's a sad list.
Troy, you want my top five Eagles?
Hold on. Stop. I put you on hold. The fact that Troy Aikman is on a list of the best Cowboys in the last 25 years, and he hasn't played in 25 years, is the saddest thing I've ever heard. That sums up the team better than anything else.
Wasn't 2000 his last year?
I think it was.
And he was bad that year.
Best of the quarter century, though.
The fact that you have him over Dak and Romo is sad. I mean, it really is.
But his last playoff win was in 96.
Oof.
Last Super Bowl was 95.
You know, the sad part about the Cowboys is they've had a lot of good players in the last 25 years. It's not been a lack of players.
No,
they just don't
true.
Win. I mean, like, they obviously have good players. Even now. Before the show came up, what do you think about them this year? Because last year they were down, and they may have made the most uninspiring coaching hire of the cycle with bringing in Brian Schottenheimer. Are they kind of on your radar, or are they off your radar?
Well, if Dak is healthy, I think they'll be good enough to win like 11 games and then lose in the first round.
Well, that seems to be what they do.
That's what they do. I think there's a chance they'll be better than Washington. I could see Washington taking a little step backwards. I certainly don't think they're a 13-win team.
No.
So, yeah, we'll see.
I just think they're I feel like they're more top-heavy than they used to be. They used to have a good roster. To me, they do have some good players, right? Like Dak, when healthy, is obviously good. They trade for Pickens. They have CeeDee Lamb, Parsons. They always have a good offensive line. I just feel like they're not as deep as they used to be. They used to have... I mean, 2 years ago, when they took down the Eagles in December and overtook them to win division, they were good, right? Dak was second or third in the MVP. 21, they were 19. One of those years, they were really good. And I just feel like they're more top-heavy now. If Dak gets hurt again, they could topple over again.
Yeah, there's something really, like, damaged in that franchise. Yeah, they've won four playoff games since 96. I mean, wow. The Eagles won in a month last, you know, in January and February. There's just something not right. I don't know if it's Jerry or what, but they're always talented, and they always win their 10, 11 games, and then they just are a disaster in the postseason.
I'm trying to find their win total because I feel like it's pretty low. I think a lot of people have just some.
I think it's 8.5.
Yep, I think a lot of people have just kind of pushed them aside and said they're not. I don't think they're going to be very good. Their win total at FanDuel right now is 7.5.
7.5.
It's pretty low.
Yeah.
For a team that has a quarterback that's, you know, usually pretty good.
I mean, I guess they're thinking Dak will get hurt, and he very well could. But, I mean, when he's healthy, they win 11, 12 games.
Does the coach matter? Because, I mean, he wasn't on anyone's radar.
No, that's...
I mean, Brian Schottenheimer.
Well, neither was Nick.
No, he was not. But at least Nick was
Doug.
But at least Nick and Doug were youngish, ascending coordinators, right? Like, Schottenheimer's been in the league for 15 years. It's one of the weirdest hires I can remember.
It's a weird one. More than 15, right? 20?
Maybe 20. He was the Jets coordinator when they went to those back-to-back title games with Rex Ryan. Like, that seemed to be his moment, like he was kind of ascending.
He was there under Eric Mangini, whatever his name was.
So that's 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was 06.
Yeah, wow, that's a long time. I know Kyle's afraid of the Cowboys.
Oh, I'm not afraid of the Cowboys.
Well, you got a little Cowboys fear.
Eagles
tight ends coach Jason Michael was on that staff.
Jason Michael.
Sirianni loves to bring him up.
I hear about Jason Michael way more than I should.
And Petullo, but now at least he's the coordinator.
No, I'm kind of with Rube. Like, I don't know why. I think people are just dismissing the Cowboys.
Yeah, I am.
And I think that's a little bit, like, I think it's naive to do. When Dak's healthy, they tend to win 10, 11, 12 games. And I'm kind of with Rube that I think the Commanders are one of those teams that are like a prime candidate to take a step back next season.
They may be. I mean,
so I'm just saying don't be surprised if Dallas finishes second.
Sure.
And, you know, with the Eagles' schedule being as hard as it is, give us a little bit of run for the division.
One of those things about the Cowboys usually winning 10 games with Dak is there's four free wins with the Giants and Commanders. The Commanders are not the free wins anymore, right? Even if they take a step back,
no.
They're good.
But the Giants are two, still, probably.
Well, the one guy called and said the Giants are going to be...
Oh, that's right. They're Super Bowl champs.
He didn't believe that. You can hear it through his voice. There's no way he believed that. Cowboy Jim's still there. Jim, I'm not letting you finish your list.
Can I go, please?
No, that's enough, Jim.
You brought him back on to hang up on him. I like that. That was good.
I mean, I don't want him to sit there. I feel bad. I'd rather hang up on the guy. Sonny is in Philly. What's up, Sonny?
What's up, guys?
How we doing, Sonny?
All right, top five. I'll make it real short, man. Top five, okay? This is like the under-appreciated list.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm.
So let's get the obvious out the way. Jalen Hurts, yes, that he's definitely top five underappreciated, right? I will do DeSean Jackson.
Okay.
But, right. David Akers.
Over Jake Elliott?
Underappreciated.
Oh, I got you. All right. So you feel like Akers is almost being lost because Elliott's got the shine now.
Everybody forgot about Akers.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Jordan Mailata.
That's an interesting one for kind of an omission from all of us today. Not that I think he's top five overall, but he's putting together a heck of a career. That list at ESPN with all the position rankings with the executives, before you go on, Sonny, that came out today for tackles. And I saw before the show, I think – it was Wirfs 1, Sewell 2, Lane 3, maybe Mailata 4 or 5. So
And Lane should be number one on that list. And I don't think it's even close. I mean, Wirfs is good, and Lane's the best tackle in football.
The amazing part about Lane is I don't see any regression. You would think at this age there'd be a little bit.
He's got that ankle. That ankle was a problem for years.
Yeah.
And once he got that fixed, I mean, he's as good as ever. He might have had his best year ever last year.
Yeah, he's remarkable. All right, go ahead, Sonny. What do you got for the finish?
Okay, can I say this about Jordan Mailata first, though, before I move on? Mm-hmm. He's the guy that after Saquon is on the ground, after his either AJ, Jalen, Devontae Smith, anybody's on the ground, he's the first guy over there to pick him up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I remember the scene in 2021, Hurts' first year as a starter, when he played really badly against the Giants. They lost the game. Remember Rager dropped the ball up in New York? And there's the picture of Mailata puts his arm around Hurts. Like, you know, I got you, man. Like
so
that,
loving and caring,
yeah,
man.
Yep.
And my last one is, I have two more. I'm sorry. Brent Celek is another unappreciated Eagle who belongs in the top five. Brent Celek, the tight end.
Brent was a very good player for a long time. He gets, you know what it is? It's like the evolution thing. It's something we appreciate. That was a fun underappreciated list. It's almost like every Eagles tight end got a little bit better, or you know, maybe Goddard hasn't quite been as great as Ertz was, but like you kind of forget the first one, and Celek was the first really good one for those years. Celek is underappreciated.
You know what's a shame is he wanted 400 catches and 5,000 yards in his career. He finished with 398 and 4,998 yards.
Wow.
He finished 2 yards short of 5,000 and 2 catches short of 400.
I mean, they should just bring him back for Week 18 game when they have something clinched.
He's in good shape. We see him out of practice.
If he put the pads on, he couldn't catch a 4-yard pass, 2 4-yard passes and fall down? Sure he could.
2 1-yard passes.
I think the Eagles should do it if that's what he wants. All right, before we check in with you people here, Rube, so you've been monitoring this as we've talked through a lot of names, right? There's been a lot, the calls were brought up that we didn't, and we kind of threw out a bunch of names in that 6 through 25 range where they weren't top 5 Eagles, but they were certainly really good players the last 25 years. Who are the omissions? Who are names that the three of us and the callers just never brought up today?
Well, a couple, and I think I might have mentioned this in passing just in guys who hadn't been brought up, but Troy Vincent, I mean, one of the best corners, yep. Probably second to Eric Allen. How about Landon Dickerson? I mean, 3 Pro Bowls in a row, his first 3 years.
You know, someone brought up Devontae, and they were the same draft class, right? And they're on the same track, right? They've been to 2 Super Bowls. They've won one. They're very highly rated in their position. I actually think Landon is a better guard than Devontae as a receiver. I think Landon is a high...
I think it's true.
Like, if I made a list of the best guards in the NFL, yeah. I'd have Landon probably top 10. I don't think Devontae's top 10 receiver.
No, I would agree with that.
That's a good name.
Trott? Anybody mention Trott?
Trott did not come up.
He came up in 98, but his best years were after 2000. I've got a couple of these got called in. Brandon Brooks.
That one should have been brought up more. Brandon Brooks was a great player.
Short period of elite play. Sean Andrews, I put down. 2-time All-Pro. Obviously a very short career for... a few reasons. Josh Sweat, Bobby Taylor.
Josh Sweat had 42.5 sacks for the Eagles, played in 2 Super Bowls, had a shot to be the Super Bowl MVP this year. That's a good name. That I think he should have been brought up as well.
Just wondering if this fan base would put Josh Sweat as the number one edge rusher in the league if he had won Super Bowl MVP.
Yes, they would have. That's the way this works. Don't you know that? Have you listened to the station?
I had
so those are some of the names I put down. Evan Mathis, a couple of Pro Bowls, an All Pro, Miles Sanders. It's hard to kind of get excited about Miles Sanders,
but he was a good Eagle. He was a good Eagle running back. It was a good second round pick. Let me give you a name we haven't heard today. What if I told you there was a player, because we like to list accolades and resume, right? 5 straight playoff trips to start the 2000s, a Super Bowl trip, a Pro Bowl, 0 Ike Reese mentions on this entire day. 0. Is that because he's off this week? Mm. No, Ike Reese mentions. Pro bowler.
Great special teams player.
Yeah, Sproles came up as a special teamer.
That's what I mean.
John Dorenbaugh. I mean,
when I heard
we got a Dorenbaugh mention and not Ike.
And 0 tough. People called about Hugh. 0. That one we're going to get him with for a long time. All right, let's check in with you people. Let's see what they're up to today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Can't wait to see how Joe takes down our quarterback today.
By not putting
and
in top 5
yep.
in the last 25 years.
You found a way,
when
Joe.
There's Hall of Famers and great players, yeah, that was taking yep. them down.
Just admit it, Joe. Say you hate Jalen Hurts.
I like Jalen Hurts. I am a fan. He's a really good player. How could I hate a guy that I ranked as the 6th best quarterback in the NFL?
Well,
it doesn't make any sense.
That's hate. That's hate. Slow news day? Yes.
Well, it is the All-Star break, guys. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a slower news day.
It's the definition of a slow news day. It's a slow news week.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are clowns. Thank you.
What was this? That for any context?
Some of these are presented without any context whatsoever.
Called evergreen comment.
Better. Yeah. You guys are all frauds. So it's tough, man.
Is that because Rube got the Damon Heward one wrong? Rube, you knew football until you walked in here today. Now, total fraud.
Then, once you get grouped with us, you become a fraud. That's just what happens.
I'm honored, though.
You get lumped in with us. Hugh is looking a little pale today.
Yeah, you are, yeah. Not quite the same shade as typical.
Yeah. Not rocking the beard either. Kyle looks like Ron Jeremy on crack. I don't appreciate that one at all. That's not nice.
Yeah, you could, I mean... That's big of you to read it, though. You could have just scrolled through that one and avoided it. But that shows the show comes first.
Yeah, I mean, look, as much as I come at Hugh, I got to at least sprinkle in some of the ones that are coming after me.
Yep.
This is sort of a new sub-feature of You People, because this came about last week in a big way when Tom Kelly was in your chair.
Okay.
And I'm calling this one Lost Listeners. This is listeners who are just lost, might be tuning into a different show or a different week because they just have no idea what's going on.
They're having a different conversation.
Yeah, last week they kept telling TK to shut up, but they said, shut up, Jillio. Like, they were angry at you.
Yeah, but it wasn't me.
For all of Tom Kelly's takes.
Okay. So whoever's here, I get yelled at for it.
But they were telling you to shut up.
Okay, I appreciate that.
So in today's edition of Listeners That Are Lost, I'm disappointed in you guys. No love for Reggie White, Jerome Brown, or Seth Joyner.
Yeah, so there's active listening and there's passive listening, and that's not active listening. Because last time I checked, those guys did not play for the Eagles.
How did I leave Pete Pijos off my list?
I know.
unbelievable.
You're supposed to know Eagles history. Yeah, well,
that's probably why we were called frauds, because we forgot about all these
guys. So no Randall, no Jaws.
Yep.
Nobody made it.
Bunch of frauds. Why just the last 25 years?
Well, it fits neatly.
It's a significant milestone.
Yeah, it's a quarter century. We've reached the quarter mark of the century.
Yep.
25 years from now, we're going to do this again.
Yeah. And this one's my favorite. Of course, Jalen doesn't make Kyle's list. He's on my list. He's on my list.
Will you stop hating Jalen Hurts?
What's your problem?
Top 10 guy.
I hate people to tune into today's show.
Yeah, that is weird. You know, I could understand, because sometimes on the app, Rue, people will listen, but you can pause and rewind. So sometimes people will call in and they'll like comment on something that was said an hour ago, because to them it just happened. YouTube's not really like that. You're kind of just watching it live. But, you know, people are going to live in their own world. What does Hugh say? Let people live their truth?
Live their truth, yeah. as we're discovering, is very dangerous.
Yes.
I disagree. Can't let everyone just live their truth all the time.
No, because people live in a different alternative reality. All right, let's do it.
Hold on. A few more, sorry.
Okay, good.
Because we put the Hugh poll up.
Yes.
Is he deserving of even top 10 consideration?
Mm-hmm. And he's getting
voting
cooked.
Right now, 72% no, but some of the comments range from no, hell no, LOL, and a few gifs of people laughing hysterically. So
the LOL gets me and the gifs of the laughing. I'm looking at some of the comments on the poll. I love Hugh, but he's not in the top 10. Hell no.
Hell no.
And then just like 100 ha-has. I mean, Hugh was a really good player.
Really good player.
I almost think sometimes when players become talk show hosts, you kind of forget what they were. Like I do that a lot with Hugh. Like you sit here and I just tell him he doesn't know what he's talking about. He did make an all-pro team.
Yeah.
Like Ike's been here so long, you kind of forget he played for the Eagles for so long. I think sometimes we forget because we have fun with Hugh. He was a good player. Now, is he top five Eagle last 25 years? No.
Well, this was fun because these guys in here were talking about, or just throwing names out there for like a not top five.
Like the opposite?
Yeah. So Rager came up. Kerry Williams, Devin White even, which I think is an interesting submission over the last year.
Would Frank Gore make the list?
Man.
Can you make the list if you never actually played here?
That's tough.
But Devin
man.
White never suited up for a game.
No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, but he was here long enough to annoy us.
What about Bryce Huff?
Bryce Huff for sure. I think, that one's missing. DeMarco, Murray, Maxwell, Jamone Brown. Orlando Scandrick.
Jamone Brown.
Scandrick's an all-timer.
Well, Scandrick had a great game, right?
That's right.
Two forced fumbles, fumble return, touchdown.
Yeah. Remember who the Jets quarterback was that day?
Yes, I do know that. Nick Falk?
Luke Falk.
Do I get credit for that?
Yeah, you get credit.
That's a good one, yeah. Jamone Brown still fixing his glove during the play.
Remember that?
As Wentz is getting sacked.
One last one from you people. Get this Rube guy out of here. And that was texted in from Hugh Douglas.
Oh, okay. Yes.
He's been listening.
Well, he must have heard you didn't put him in your top five or top 10. He knows what's going on. All right. This Rube, thank you for hopping in today. This was a very fun show. I think we accomplished something today with these top fives. And Jalen Hurts got voted in by a lot of people.
The first time we've accomplished anything on this show.
It is. We needed to get a football guy in here because obviously, that's not working out with Hugh and the defense thing. All right, everyone have a great rest of the day. Is TK up again? Yes, there he is. Tom Kelly is coming up next with the afternoon show. We're back tomorrow for the rest of Quarter Century Week. We'll see what we do tomorrow with Quarter Century
Week. Me and you.
It is. Us tomorrow and us Thursday. And then Ellie will be with us on Friday. So we're going to have a fun rest of the week. Rube, thank you for hopping in. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. TK is up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.